WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, and I hope you sound better than I do. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, Brazos County has organized its variety of road, bridge, and building projects and other major purchases into a single capital improvements plan. County Judge Dwayne Peters says he and the county's budget officer developed the 114-page document.
I mean, what we do is try to be conservative, take a look at what we need, and those are the things that, you know, we've kind of pushed through. You know, all the commissioners can take a look at it and change it if they want to. We'd have to have an open meeting to be able to discuss it, and it'll be on the agenda. And if there's other things that somebody wants to add, certainly they can do that.
For the fiscal year that began October 1st, Brazos County's first CIP totals more than $50 million. Topping the list is more than $8 million to expand the county's juvenile detention facility. $6 million will come from reserves, and the rest will come from bonds. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents could approve proceeding with hiring a new head football coach Thursday afternoon. A special meeting has been announced on the flagship campus starting at 2:30, where one item on the agenda is described as discussion of legal and personnel issues relating to the football program, including issues relating to appointment of a new head coach. A College Station woman died in a crash on the freeway yesterday morning. College Station police report the northbound car driven by 45-year-old Lori Marbury struck the concrete median, then hit a concrete pillar under the Rock Prairie Road Bridge. The crash, which was the second in 12 hours in that area, blocked northbound traffic for about 3 hours. The first chief executive brought in by the new owner of St. Joseph Health System has announced his resignation. Rick Knapper spent 2 years at St. Joseph after his transfer from the Catholic Health Initiatives operation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. While Knapper was here, St. Joe's opened a new and expanded emergency and trauma center on the home campus and the Mature Well Lifestyle Center in West Bryan. CHI has an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. A reminder that tonight is the first of two multimedia town hall meetings hosted by Congressman Bill Flores. He has actually rescheduled the second meeting meant for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district until next Monday. That's due to Flores attending funeral services for slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. More information is online at WTAW.com. Meantime, federal gun legislation co-sponsored by Flores is scheduled for a vote tomorrow by the House Judiciary Committee. H.R. 38 is the first measure since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. It would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a gun in any state that allows concealed weapons. Bryan Broadcasting and Blue Baker are again inviting you to adopt a Christmas angel.
Every year we work with Health and Human Services, and we pretty much set aside a number of kids just to fulfill wish lists for children. We also are doing Mosaic Angels, an organization that helps adults with developmental disabilities.
Bryan Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station or online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Join conductor Marcelo Busicki and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir, and Canticle Ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:11. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your local nationwide agents. Part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure located along the Gulf Coast will be responsible for the sunny, breezy, and warm weather today. Temperatures will climb to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We'll pick up a little bit of cloudiness overnight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, any clouds will give way to sunshine. A little bit cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50. And sunshine will be with us during the day Thursday. Highs will be a comfortable 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Texas A&M Board of Regents has called for a special meeting this Thursday to discuss the Aggie football program, including the appointment of a new head coach. Now, no hire is expected to be made Thursday, but there are plenty of rumors going around, namely that the Aggies will be trying to get the services of Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. Now, Florida State had a press conference yesterday before their game against ULM this Saturday, and of course, Fisher was asked plenty of questions about job speculation.
To your fans, because you can speak to the fans, when is it the right time to talk about jobs?
I'm not going to speak about jobs right now.
So we'll hear a little bit more from that press conference in Tallahassee, as well as breaking down Aggie men's and women's hoops. Both coaches had their coaches' shows last night right here on WTAW, so we'll hear a little bit from them, as well as the Houston Texans played last night. They did not win last night. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
That's
just
true.
Kind of the way it goes.
Never been truer.
All right, so what's up with you?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
She lost her voice in Baton Rouge.
No, I think this feels a little bit more than just a lost voice.
Well, you stay quarantined in your studio and don't get out.
I will.
There are others, though, apparently.
There are, and one of my roommates is one of them.
It's rampant.
Yeah. Yeah, and I usually do pretty good staying away from this kind of stuff, but I think it was a little bit of everything, traveling and yeah.
I think it's Clip Howard.
Oh, yeah.
I think, Chip really started the trend here.
Yeah, I mean, that was going on like almost a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I leave.
just hurry up and get out. I don't talk to anybody.
Don't touch door handles, any of that kind of stuff. That's exactly right.
Well, I was a little worried yesterday because I wasn't feeling 100%, but I think it might have been just allergies from the, like Chelsea said, traveling a lot.
Well, and what sucks is when the weather's nice and you're sick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's true. It's not like I can even blame it on, 30-degree temps.
Not Chelsea supposed to be that way.
Chelsea can't do her three workouts a day or whatever she does.
Yeah, really.
I still made it to the gym yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So there needs to be
sweat it out.
Overachiever.
There has to be some sort of study. You need to find out if you can get into a study on that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
there
we
go.
If you continue your exercise, does it do anything to get your throat better? All right, so 60-year-old woman, her name is Lori Jo Matthews. She lives in the Villages in Florida. Have you ever seen those commercials about that? It's like a lot of old people playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they, I mean, it looks like everybody's happy, and, they have, old movie stars come visit them, or they have concerts at the senior center. But apparently there's a darker side or an unhappier side there to the Villages. Well, it seems that Lori Jo got angry on Sunday when her neighbor's dogs were let out into the yard to do what dogs do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, they kind of kick up a ruckus a little bit. As again, dogs will do every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And she was really not happy about that because apparently the dogs were barking a whole lot, you know?
Okay.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Oh, she wonders why she didn't win.
Yeah, exactly. So Lori responded by barking back at him.
Uh-oh. Well, that's, you know,
that's the
logical
adult thing to do, yeah.
Now, yeah. Now, I can remember when I was younger, you know, that there's sometimes we'd be driving and there'd be cows mooing, and I'd roll the window down and moo back at them. Oh, wasn't that good, actually. So, yeah, anyway. Wow.
I grew up around cows.
I understand. But I'm not sure if the dogs got the message. But the neighbors definitely did because, well, after Lori was done barking, I just love that. Yeah. She walked over to the dog's house and slapped the owner in the face.
Whoa!
Yeah. She also fought with the cops when they got there.
Oh.
Wound up getting arrested for battery and resisting arrest.
How old is this lady?
She's 60. Seems like she ought to be inside watching her story.
She's a spitfire, man.
Well, you know, and they got a mugshot of her, and there's some abrasions on her face, so it looks like she struggled a lot. She struggled a lot.
Don't fight the cops, folks.
There's just no reason to.
Simple rule.
Just the idea of doing that. Then there's the guy in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Job hunting can be tough, especially at this time of year because, you know, you've got financial responsibilities for the gifts you need to give people, right? And it's really tough to switch jobs this time of year to get a new job.
Right.
But anyway, basically, this guy felt like, well, the stress was getting to him. His name is, Takashi Kanazuku.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Good
Thank job. Thank you. His mom's not listening. It's okay. 44 years old, from Japan, searching for a job, and he's really been doing it for the last month. And he was getting so frustrated with the process that he decided he needed to blow off some steam. So he set 12 different fires in the course of 8 days.
Oh.
Jeez.
Arsonist to let off steam.
Right, okay. Right.
Which is, you know,
stressful.
The go-to thing. Police finally tracked him down this past weekend. He admitted that he did it, quote, as a means of recreation to cope with the job hunting stress. He's been hit with 12 arson charges, as you can imagine. Also charges for inflicting property damage. Fortunately for all the places he set on fire, he apparently didn't do a very good job because they're still standing. So that's, once again, he's he's not a top performer when it even comes to crime. And they were empty at the time, too. So there. Just remember, there are different ways you can react if you can't find a job.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
In the meantime, just keep looking. Hey, AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Yeah, don't be a Dave.
Yeah, we could have had his answer for him right here.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us.
If he'd been playing Christmas music like we are here at the building, maybe that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, he'd been filled with Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Little paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Choose your angel, shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 13th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 619, and what is it, like 47, 48 degrees, something like that?
Yeah.
It's a little chilly, just a little bit, but not...
I've got 51.
Yeah, okay, and apparently the day is going to be just exactly like yesterday as far as the weather is concerned.
Well, that's good. Enjoy yesterday that. Was nice.
Yep, day 332 it is. We've got 33 of them to go. It's Giving Tuesday. This is the National Day of Giving, is what that's called. And so if you've got, I don't know, maybe it's a holdover from Thanksgiving. It's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is when they do that. So if you have a cause that you want to give to, and it doesn't have to be money. you can give your time.
Yeah, very true.
That's a good thing, too. Mm-hmm. Letter writing day. How quaint that is. You know, yeah, people still do that. And, you know, it's always appreciated. It's just, it doesn't happen.
It's really fun to get letters in the mail.
And that's the other thing. You know, it's actually meant to be yours, mm-hmm. and somebody actually went to the trouble of writing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Make your own head day.
Make your own head.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do we want to look more into that?
Well, I am. It's a craft day.
Okay.
You apparently, it's very popular in grade schools and art classes. In class, you make your own head.
Oh, okay.
And any medium will do. You can use clay or paper mache. Or
macaroni.
Just,
you could
do macaroni art.
That'd
be fun.
Make a beer head. There you go.
Okay. Then you could go there, too. It's a Red Planet Day. I guess that's Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And National French Toast Day.
Why are you sighing about French toast?
Have you seen what IHOP has done to French toast?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Now, I don't know.
They take it to a whole new level.
I grew up, it's pretty simple. You just get milk and
eggs, or whatever,
and you put the bread in there, and then you cook it. And
yep.
I don't know, maybe we'd go crazy and get cinnamon bread sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Now? Back in
but
my
not,
day.
But not bananas Foster with strawberries and whipped cream on top.
Could do that. Yep, that's it. Now there's.
I love good old-fashioned French bread.
There's a trend to do French bread also. I mean, so you could use different kinds
toast.
Of bread. But,
yeah.
I mean, those people are, they're putting.
They, like inject stuff
in
it.
Yeah,
they're putting
cream cheese inside it or something. Man, it's already got like a jillion calories
anyway. Well, I can't imagine. And it's so sweet.
Yeah,
so
it
sweet.
Is. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. That's it. That's my thoughts on
French toast at IHOP.
Whatever. Yeah. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got some good ones, guys.
Oh, do we?
Brashear Gray, I believe I'm pronouncing that
right.
There you
go.
Turning 24. Plays Akeem Lyon on Empire. I haven't watched Empire. I've heard a lot of good things, though. Karen Gillan is turning 30. Played Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. Former Doctor Who companion Amy Pond. She's also on the remake of Jumanji. But if you've only seen her in Guardians of the Galaxy, she's blue, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Hard to tell who she is.
Kind of hard to tell who
she
is.
Oh, I didn't recognize you in that color.
Trey Songz is turning 33 today.
Are we getting to somebody who I've
bottoms up, bottoms up.
Oh,
throw
yeah.
Throw your hands
okay.
up.
Is Songz spelt with a Z?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
S-O-N-G-Z.
Yeah, that's what I imagined. Yeah.
So there you go. Alan Ritchson is turning 33. Plays Gloss in The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Also, Aquaman in Smallville.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Chameleonaire
is
turning 38 today.
Do what?
Oh, riding dirty, Scott.
Patrolling the China gets me riding dirty.
What's his name?
Chameleonaire.
Chameleonaire.
He's from Houston, I believe.
Is he?
If I'm not mistaken.
As
many of the greats are. So he's turning 38 today.
Okay.
So good for him. He's riding dirty at 38.
Yeah.
John Stewart turning 55.
Yeah.
Pretty funny guy.
Sure.
Most part.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron.
Okay.
Also turning 55 today. Judd Nelson is turning 58.
Wow.
So your favorite
Whatever
Brat
happened
Packer.
To him? No kidding.
He did like a bunch of like low budget sci-fi films.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I've seen him on some of those.
Brat Pack was the last time I remember any of that.
Yeah, so Breakfast Club was awesome in that. Yeah. Ed Harris is turning 67.
He's a good actor.
Today. He really is. He's a really good actor. And I don't know. I like him.
Yep.
Paul Shaffer turning 68.
Hey,
so
hey.
Was on The Late Show, of course, for so many years. Randy Newman is turning 74 today.
Short people got no reason. Short people
there you
got
go.
No reason.
See, short I had You've Got a Friend in Me all set up, but I know that this one just really appeals to
you. That's
your...
it, yeah. Well, he sang that with Lyle Lovett, didn't he?
I don't know. Are you talking about You've Got a Friend in Me?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think he did. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
But that's what a lot of folks know him from, at least kind of my age, because Toy Story.
Big
Oh, really?
Fan. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really is. Yeah.
Well, fun fact, the leading song, the song that led into Major League, the movie Major League, was Randy Newman's song.
Go.
So there you go.
Like
let's see. Gary Hart is turning 81, former senator.
Sure.
And Berry Gordy Jr. is turning 88 today.
Wow.
Motown founder.
You know, and one of the things that's interesting about Motown is the acts that he got together, mostly the girl acts rather than the guy acts, he made sure that he had people there who taught them how to do their makeup, how to do their hair, how to dress the way that they did, because he wanted that to be his brand.
Yeah.
And some of those young ladies had come from backgrounds where maybe they didn't have the ability to be able right. to look their best on stage.
Right.
And so, you know, doing that was probably a pretty smart thing to do.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. We keep it consistent.
Right. Got to protect the brand.
Think about how they were wearing those gowns and stuff uh-huh. like that. So pretty smart guy to be doing that. All right, there we go. 6:25.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Trump drove the liberal media crazy over the weekend after tweeting out his support for the Fox News channel and taking a dig at fake news CNN. Now, the president tweeted, "At Fox News is much more important in the United States than CNN, but outside the U.S., CNN International is still a major source of fake news, and they represent our nation to the world very poorly." CNN so-called journalist Ben Weidman replied dramatically to the president, "At CNN International, we shed blood to bring you the news. Nothing fake about that." And then Jake Tapper got into the action, writing, "Thinking about my brave and hardworking colleagues who cover famines and wars and politics and terrorism and everything else. Amazing men and women. Thank you for your continued excellence." Well, that doesn't excuse their abusively biased coverage of all things conservative, does it, Jeff Zucker?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. And now through November the 29th, when you go to Blinds.com, or just call toll-free 1-888-4-BLINDS. Well, you can buy two blinds, get the third blind free just by using the promo code Hannity. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules restrictions apply.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
Good morning, 628 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference. High today, about 77 degrees. We'll continue pretty much on that path. Tomorrow we have a wind shift, and so may feel a little different and a few degrees cooler, but today ought to be spectacular. Winds out of the south about 5 to 15 miles an hour. 55 for our low temperature tonight. And then lower 70s all the way through the weekend, it looks like. The winds will calm down, but again, they shift into the northwest for tomorrow. Low temperatures each night, probably be in the upper 40s. Currently, we have 92% relative humidity, winds out of the southeast at 5, fair skies. It's 51 out there.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Jerome Powell says if confirmed as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, he expects the Fed to continue raising interest rates gradually to support its twin goals of maximum employment and stable prices. Under his leadership, Powell says the Fed would consider ways to ease the regulatory burdens on banks while preserving the key reforms Congress passed to try to prevent another financial crisis. Powell's comments came in written testimony prepared for his confirmation hearing today before the Senate Banking Committee. Unilever sees a single corporate structure as in the best interests of the company and its shareholders, but has not yet made a decision to pursue one. After rebuffing a $143 billion takeover offer from Kraft Heinz, the Anglo-Dutch maker of Dove soap and Knorr soup said in April it would review its corporate structure with an aim to make a decision by the end of the year. A move to abandon either its Rotterdam or London headquarters would be politically sensitive, especially given Britain's planned exit from the European Union. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. There's a more powerful bond than being born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County's first ever list of capital improvement projects tops more than $50 million for the budget year that is underway. That's more than twice the budget from last year. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the list includes $4 million for roads.
Certainly the biggest growth has been going on in Precinct 1, but we've got growth in 2 and in 4. And with Relish going out, where there's some roads out there that we're going to have to deal with too.
There is almost $2 million towards a future building to house the Precinct 1 Justice of the Peace and Constable offices.
We have a tract of land that we might build on. There's another tract that we're kind of looking at to see whether it might suit us better. So we're not far along on that one yet, but that's another one that we're going to need to, that will be in the plan. It's something that, we're going to have to, do in the future.
$3 million in bonds has been issued for the third expansion of the Brazos County Expo. $3.5 million will be spent on new financial software, and another $1.5 million will go towards the future purchase of election equipment. The freeway's northbound lanes were shut down for 3 hours yesterday morning after a fatal crash near the Rock Prairie exit. College Station police report a car entering the freeway from an on-ramp veered left and struck the concrete median before striking a concrete pillar underneath the Rock Prairie overpass. Killed at the scene was 45-year-old Lori Mayberry of College Station. It was the second crash in that area in a 12-hour span. The leader of CHI St. Joseph Health Operations the last 2 years is stepping down. Rick Knapper was the first president and chief executive at St. Joe's after Catholic Health Initiatives purchased the system and was praised as being instrumental in leading the system's integration efforts with the new owner. That's as St. Joseph Health opened a new and larger emergency and trauma center and opened the MatureWell Lifestyle Center in West Bryan with the A&M Health Science Center. CHI says an interim leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Knapper's last day is December 15th. Almost a year and a half after the Texas legislature provided $12,000 pay raises to employees in the state child welfare system, more caseworkers are staying on the job. The Austin American-Statesman reports the turnover rate at Child and Protective Services is 18%, the lowest in at least a decade. Advocates continue to call for more social services for parents and raises for CPS supervisors and other staff members. If the U.S. Senate ratifies the nomination of a Texas Supreme Court justice to a federal appeals court, the governor is ready to fill the state vacancy. Governor Abbott announced that his general counsel, Jimmy Blaylock, would replace Don Willett, who has been nominated for a seat on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
I know from having worked side by side with Jimmy Blaylock for about a decade, the skill set and the philosophical bent that he brings to this job.
Blaylock worked for the Department of Justice, then as a Texas Deputy Attorney General for legal counsel, before being selected by Abbott as a legal advisor. Expanding gun owners' rights is another step closer to passage in the U.S. House. The Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a bill that would allow a gun owner with a state-issued concealed carry permit to carry a handgun in any state that allows concealed weapons. Among the co-sponsors of H.R. 38 is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. It's the first firearms legislation since mass shootings in Sutherland Springs and Las Vegas. The Congressman's office has announced Thursday's multimedia town hall for constituents in Brazos, Burleson, and other counties in the southern part of the district has been postponed until next Monday. That's due to Flores going to the funeral services for slain DPS trooper Damon Allen. Tonight's video town hall will take place as scheduled on Flores's website, directed towards residents in the northern part of the district. More than 500 Christmas angels are waiting to be adopted.
I appreciate anyone who's willing to help or wants to help, which we're very gracious and we appreciate it because I just really love this organization. I think it's an awesome thing that happens during Christmas time.
Bryan Broadcasting's Mallory Simmons says adoptions are available at any of the three Blue Baker locations in College Station.
Once you have purchased the gifts for your angels, you can drop them off at those three Blue Baker locations. And we, Bryan Broadcasting and our other little elves, will go and pick up the presents and actually organize them and get them ready for the children's parents to pick them up.
You can also adopt online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 51 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 70. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. But does it really? Protect yourself from ill advice. CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same-day or next-day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Do apples make a difference? Unmask the whole truth and schedule an appointment today at chistjoseph.org/illadvice.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
When I first drive into the parking lot, I'm like, yay, we're at Santa's Wonderland. And it's so cool to actually meet Santa and sing and eat pretzels and do fun stuff, go under the lights, ride ponies, hayride. It was really fun. I love Santa's Wonderland, and I can't wait to go this year.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Copy Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
At Starfire, for over 15 years, we have helped our community get online, and we've got some great news to share. The latest generation of high-speed satellite internet is now available where you live. Give Starfire a call at 979-279-2788 to order the breakthrough new HughesNet Gen 5. With HughesNet Gen 5, you get faster speeds, more data, and built-in Wi-Fi. Best of all, it's installed by us, Starfire, your local authorized retailer. Starfire is your local expert and will help you get everything you need to go online. Call now and for a limited time, find out how you can get free standard installation too. Order now at 979-279-2788 and discover for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet. That's 979-279-2788. Starfire and HughesNet, proudly connecting our community. Minimum term required, monthly service and early termination fees apply. Visit legal.hughesnet.com for details.
Good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Should be a beautiful day across the region, particularly for late November. High pressure east of the area responsible for the sunshine today. It'll be breezy and warm with a high of 75 to 80. Increasingly cloudy tonight, lows near 55. For tomorrow, we'll have sunshine developing. It'll be 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, 45 to 50. Sunshine, pleasant Thursday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a lot of speculation about who might be the Aggies' next head coach. The Texas A&M Board of Regents has called for a special meeting this Thursday to discuss the hiring of a new head football coach. However, no hire is expected at the time. Now, a lot of people, a lot of reports are saying the Aggies will be going after Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. Fisher was asked about those reports at yesterday's press conference for the Seminoles in Tallahassee.
To your fans, because you can speak to the fans. When is it the right time to talk about
jobs? I'm not going to speak about jobs right now.
So he stayed pretty mum on the subject. We'll hear a little bit more from Jimbo Fisher in his press conference from yesterday, as well as talking Aggie men's and women's hoops, both on rolls right now after picking up big victories on Sunday. And, of course, the coaches' shows were last night right here on WTAW. So we'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy for the guys and Coach Gary Blair for the ladies. Also, the Houston Texans came up short to the Baltimore Ravens last night, 23-16. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, this has become just so benign when you compare it to other schools in the Southeastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the guy who's at Mississippi State is going to Florida now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or going back, I guess. He knew where all the restaurants were and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
He'd been down there. But now they got to find a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Ole Miss hired that guy who's been their interim coach, and you know, that sits well with some people, but others know.
Right.
The players were excited about it. They had a video of him getting announced.
Oh, cool.
And the AD, Ross Bjork, played it pretty well and was acting like, all right, need y'all to, you know, say hi to your new head football coach. Uh-huh. And he came in, and the players were going nuts. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that was a cool video. Yeah.
And then there's the dumpster fire that is Tennessee.
Oh, that is Tennessee. Man.
And now understand, when you combine their football and basketball facilities, they got more seats to fill than anybody else in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, they have two very large facilities
right.
that need to be filled. And then, of course, they got all the other sports like that. And so, you know, there are probably a bunch of them would like to go back to this Phil Fulmer guy who was pretty successful. Of course, he's old now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're going to hire,
They're not going to hire anybody.
Well,
yet.
I know. Yeah, I mean, at first they're going, hey, man, maybe Manning will come back and be our head coach. Yeah, sure he would. Yeah.
Definitely.
And they were talking something about getting Jason Witten from the Cowboys.
Right. Yes,
to come back.
Saw that too.
Yeah. I mean, they are, because this athletic director they've got has been there for what, less than a year?
John Curry.
Yeah, and his first big hire is going to be a guy who's at least tainted by Penn State's
right.
Sandusky thing. And, I mean, the fans come out and protest the selection.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And, I mean, they defaced a big rock that was on campus, apparently.
Well, they don't deface. It's a rock that they write messages on before every game.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's part of their thing. It's this massive rock that some, you know, and I don't know who's in charge of it, but
right.
students go and spray paint it with derogatory messages about the other team or okay. whenever they're making a stand about something. So they used the rock to show their unhappiness about the hire. Well,
and then I'd seen something about there were people who were ready to go fire the athletic director this being his first hire. And,
yeah.
and they're, I guess, not any closer to having it settled yet.
No, and then this was great. Someone from, you know, CBS Sports writes an article and says, as Tennessee again finds itself engulfed in flames, Lane Kiffin waits by his phone. Well, Lane Kiffin tweets back and says, not waiting at all, getting this team ready to win its ninth straight against a great North Texas team. Uh-huh. Come to the championship here. And then people are giving Lane Kiffin crap about responding at all.
Oh, man.
But I was like, they called him out. Like, yep. You know.
Lane, so. You can do is, you know, defend yourself, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin on social media is something else.
Yeah.
You know, you also, on one hand, you have to appreciate his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And that he doesn't really have a filter. And okay. then on the other hand, you're thinking, man, you're in a position of
right.
you know, respect. You need to conduct yourself accordingly. But that being said, Greg Schiano, despite the uproar from the fans and never having coached one game, one practice
yeah.
for the University of Tennessee, very well could get a buyout of $20 million.
Oh, what's that? Oh, because
he signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
See?
It was a deal. And then the fans got in the upheaval, and now
it was like a memorandum of understanding
right,
that he had already signed.
And
yeah.
now he is owed money from the University of Tennessee.
And at this point, though, why would you want to come?
He doesn't want to go.
Well, right. Obviously.
He doesn't want to coach there now, but he wants to get paid.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing. It just is amazing. It's amazing.
Mm.
Well, anyway, so again, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely.
And,
I will say, I was really, you mentioned the players' support for the Ole Miss hire. I was really impressed with the players' support for Kevin Sumlin, just what I saw on social media yesterday. And I don't know, it's just, it makes it harder to see that he's leaving. But at the same time, it was really nice to see a lot of them shout out and just kind of say how much he meant to them and everything like that. So that was kind of cool.
I haven't had one or talked to one player, one former player who's had anything bad to say about Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a player's coach. The players love him. But I think some of them, you know, it does hurt, obviously, in looking at it from a player's perspective. You know, you went out and you bled for this guy, and
right.
This is a guy that you love, and I understand that. But I think they also understand a little bit of the business part of it. I think they understand the results haven't been there, or at least not the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But as Chelsea was mentioning on social media, it's been a lot of good things said about Kevin Sumlin.
So, yeah, it's not the best days, but it could be. You don't have to look far to find other people who are still in the midst of it. All right, 6:45.
Santa's Wonderland celebrates 20 years deep in the heart of Christmas.
The lights are so pretty, and it's fun that you just ride through them. Well, the frogs, they would usually jump over in the reindeers. I love riding through the tunnels of lights. I just feel magical. When I leave, I'm actually probably going to beg to stay more because it's really fun there.
Share in the Texas Christmas spirit at Santa's Wonderland, open daily November 10th through January 7th.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Tree root seemed to baffle Texas gardeners. We're faced with foundation issues year after year, yet we know that the trees need those big roots to survive. Adding to the dilemma, the roots are so big they stick up out of the soil, crowding out lawn grass and tripping us as we walk. What do we do? Trees need those roots. What can we do? I'll be back with details. The root of the issue right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third books sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Lucky for you, if you're going to do anything to help your trees and to help yourself with tree roots, fall is the ideal time to make the necessary adjustments. We've just finished another hot, dry summer. They all are here in Texas. Our trees are losing their leaves for several months' dormancy. This is the time to take any required actions. Let's examine your choices. First and best choice, if you're able to do so, would be to leave the roots alone. Most of us are accustomed to seeing surface roots of large trees, so our eyes glance across them without having a second thought about them. So don't feel that you absolutely must camouflage the roots. Whatever you do, do not pile soil up and over a tree's roots. Not only would that risk driving the air out of the root zone, possibly harming the tree in the process, but it also would be only a temporary fix for the issue. The roots would continue to grow larger until they expanded up and out of that new mound of ground. Eventually, you'd end up with a virtual hill beneath the tree, and you'd still have the roots showing. If the roots are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or even your house's foundation, you can take action to stop it. Cut the offending roots at the point somewhere between the trunk and the concrete, preferably as far away from the trunk as possible. Next, dig a trench 16 or 18 inches deep. Beware of utility lines while you're doing that. Lay a root barrier in place to keep the roots from growing back under the concrete. It can be a heavy vinyl pond liner from a water garden supplier, or could even be corrugated fiberglass laid on its side. You just need some type of seamless, rust-proof material that will encase the root system and protect the concrete in the process. Again, this is a great time to put in a root barrier. Taking a different approach, let's assume you have a tree whose root system and shade are so extensive that grass is refusing to grow within the tree's drip line. Start by removing all possible lower limbs so that perhaps St. Augustine, our most shade-tolerant grass, can survive. If you've tried that and failed, and if you prefer not to use St. Augustine, consider planting a ground cover beneath the tree. You could do that this fall, or you can make plans to do so next spring. You want to locate and flag all major roots as you're working to make sure that you don't do major permanent damage to your trees. I'm Neil Sperry. Frequently asked questions of the fall will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 6:51. The Texas A&M Board of Regents has called for a special meeting this Thursday to discuss the Aggie football program, including the appointment of a new head coach. However, no hire is expected at this time, although most reports seem to be pointing to Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. And as you can imagine, he had plenty of questions at yesterday's press conference in Tallahassee.
Jimbo, obviously you made it a point that you're not going to comment on jobs with us. Mm-hmm. What do you tell your players? Because they obviously they're interested.
Just like that. We're playing, controlling what we can play. We're getting ready to play this week in ULM. Now I'm being here coaching you right now, so let's go.
I'm sorry.
No, we're going to be ready to play.
And also, to your fans, because you can speak to the fans, when is it the right time to talk about jobs?
I'm not going
to
speak about jobs right now.
Audio is courtesy of the Florida State Seminoles. Now, Fisher has gone 83-23 in 8 seasons in Tallahassee, leading FSU to 3 ACC titles and a national championship in 2013. Reports also say that Fisher will coach the Seminoles' season finale against ULM this Saturday. On the basketball court, the Texas A&M men come in at number 9 in this week's new AP poll. Coach Billy Kennedy and the guys have been on a roll of late, shooting 49.6% from the floor and allowing just 37% shooting to opponents.
Yeah, really, really good numbers. Defensively is what we've always hung our hat on here as a program. Our guys bought in, and against USC, thought we were dominant defensively. We forced them to shoot a lot of tough threes, and that was really big. I thought the reason why we won the game.
That's Coach on his weekly radio show last night right here on WTAW. Now, the Aggies are 6-0 on the season and coming off a 75-59 win over then-10th-ranked USC on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Aggie women jump up one spot in the poll to number 18. The Maroon and White are 4-1 following Sunday's 90-56 shellacking of Coach Gary Blair's alma mater, Texas Tech.
Well, they were not throwing tortillas at us either, but we've always played well at Tech. Mainly, I guess, our team's motivated because I graduated from there. Tom Tuberville graduated there, and then Danny brought at least a fourth of New Mexico over. But they were all there with their T-shirts on, looking good, and I was just happy for our team. We finally got off to a good start.
Coach and Steve Miller last night. Now Danny, of course, would be Clovis, New Mexico native Danny Williams, who scored 14 points in the win. Tom Savage completed 22 of 37 passes for 252 yards, but was picked off twice as the Houston Texans fell to the Baltimore Ravens last night, 23-16. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien following the loss.
These guys fight. These guys are great guys. I mean, it doesn't really matter to say that anymore, though. You know, it's pro football. We got to win. You know, we're not winning, but these guys are fantastic guys to coach, practice hard. Nobody in that locker room's, giving up.
Lamar Miller added 51 rushing yards and a touchdown for Houston, which sees its playoff hopes slipping away at 4-7 on the year. Out on the basketball court, James Harden scored 37 points as the Houston Rockets down the Brooklyn Nets 117-103. Meanwhile, LaMarcus Aldridge had a season-high 33 points and 10 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs topped the Dallas Mavericks 115-108. Tony Parker scored 6 points and dished out 4 assists in his first appearance since tearing his right quadriceps tendon last postseason.
I don't know. It's hard to describe. I was very excited. I felt like a rookie, kind of like it was my first game in a long time, like you said. And it was just a lot of excitement and just happy to just play basketball after a tough injury like that. Didn't know if I can come back and even play basketball. It just felt great to be out there.
The six-time All-Star is now in his 17th season with San Antonio. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are on the road this evening as they head to Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. The puck drops at 9 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold. During the year-end closeout, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy. Find new roads. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet model. See dealer for details.
Join conductor Marcelo Busicchi and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the Sanctuary Choir, and Canticle Ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes still. So the Houston Astros, you see this bonus that these players are going to get? This
no.
is really amazing. They're splitting $30.4 million. That means each player is going to get like $439,000.
Wow.
Now, that is a big deal because there are a lot of players, well, there's some, but Carlos Correa is one of them, who's making the minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so his regular salary is $535,000, so he's going to get a $439,000 bonus, basically. Before this year, the 2014 San Francisco Giants had held the record for the largest playoff. Hmm. So 20% bonus over what the Cubs got last year.
Wow.
Wow.
And I don't know, I guess part of that is based on television.
Right.
Maybe because it went 7 games.
Yeah.
I don't know. The money, oh, here you go. The money comes from 50 to 60% of the gate in the wild card games, the first 3 games of the best of 5 divisional series, and the first 4 games of the other 2 series. So, there you are. That way, and so there's no incentive for the teams to intentionally drag out the series. That's why they do it, not including the 7th game.
Gotcha.
Every postseason team gets a cut based on how far they go. The Dodgers got $259,000.
Wow.
Good for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it costs more to live in Los Angeles than it does.
That's true. You got to think about cost of living.
That exactly. So we're doing another. Apparently there's going to be another concert for the hurricane.
Okay.
It's going to be tonight in Fort Worth.
Huh.
I'm looking for a.
I didn't hear about that. Are the press is going to be there?
No.
Is Lady Gaga going to be there?
No. I think it's just. I think it's just like 3 guys here.
Country music superstar Clint Black is joined tonight by fellow Texans and music legends Lyle Lovett and Don Henley at Fort Worth's Bass Hall for Helping Texans, a benefit concert to raise much-needed money following Hurricane Harvey and $200 billion in damage.
You know, I think in order to be properly humble, we've been given something in order to do more with it than just do for ourselves.
Black telling us his family and friends, too, were affected and that it was an urge to help out. All proceeds from tonight's Helping Texans benefit concert go to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. Well. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay.
There you go. So, and by the way, while we're talking about that, we haven't heard much about the J.J. Watt Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
On October 26th, Watt has announced that he would donate the bulk of that money to 4 separate charities.
Okay.
He raised $37 million.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's a lot. Dang amazing.
Well, what's the rest of it going to, did he say?
No, he didn't. He said he would reserve about $7 million of it to be distributed in 2018 as we continue to assess and analyze whatever they need to get done.
And so, that's smart.
Yeah. That because there may be some
they're
going
to need some down the road.
Yeah. Gaps in there that
for sure.
Need to be taken care of. And again, and we're feeling it here. I really do. I think we are because of all the stuff that's going on down in Houston. We talked about how the Renaissance Festival was down this year. That's
right.
Part of the reason, you know.
Yeah.
Let me see. Go have fun on the weekend or rebuild my house. Okay, yeah, that rebuild your house thing, that's probably a pretty
good deal. Probably a little more important. Priorities.
Yep. All right. Hey, nice day today. 77 is going to be our high temperature. 73 tomorrow, and actually we'll be in the 70s all the way through the end of the week. 51 right now. Tom Turbeville joins us next hour.
Hey!
Yay! It's going to be like two old guys and two youngsters.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's finished his oatmeal, and he'll join us.